Kamala Harris's celebrity campaign surrogates, where are they now? By Alana Mastrangelo on January 4, 2025. During the 2024 presidential election, Vice President Kamala Harris deployed a small army of high-profile Hollywood celebrities to swing states in an effort to attract rural and working-class voters. Despite their familiar faces, charismatic performances, and massive social media followings, Harris's famous campaign surrogates failed to guarantee a victory, with every single swing state rejecting their message. A poll released last week shows most Americans don't want celebrities sharing their political opinions, with only 40% of Democrats, 11% of Republicans, and 12% of independents saying they approve of legacy influencers popping off during campaigns. 2 months after their humiliating defeat, which left the vice president's campaign was left $20 million in debt, where are these celebrities now? Here's a look at what just a few of Harris's celebrity supporters have been up to since then. 1. Jessica Alba. Actress and entrepreneur Jessica Alba campaigned for Harris in the swing state of Arizona, where the Sin City star claimed that women are dying for no reason because they do not have reproductive freedom. Where is she now? Alba was recently seen clad in a blue and white string bikini, a beige-rimmed hat, and sunglasses while basking in the sun on an oceanfront in Mexico during a vacation with her husband, Cash Warren, according to a report by Page Six. 2. Kerry Washington. Actress Kerry Washington famously scolded the entire nation during the Democratic National Convention, DNC, on properly pronouncing Kamala. She also took to Arizona to campaign for Harris. Where is she now? Washington is hitting the red carpet in designer dresses, promoting her latest film, The 6888. Earlier this month, the actress commented that she is feeling like the luckiest girl in the galaxy upon receiving her very own Hollywood Walk of Fame star. 3. Robert De Niro. Oscar-winning actor Robert De Niro stumped for Harris in the swing state of Pennsylvania, saying, "We've got two candidates on the ballot for president, one who belongs in the Oval Office, and one who can't be let anywhere near it." The raging bull star then went on a tirade trashing President-elect Trump, calling him a threat to our Constitution and un-American, as well as falsely accusing the 45th president of wanting to emulate Hitler and desiring to implement Project 2025. Where is he now? De Niro was spotted last weekend leaving the upscale Italian restaurant, Giorgio Baldi, in Santa Monica, California, after a night out with his baby mama Tiffany Chen and the Wolf of Wall Street star Leonardo DiCaprio. "Did you make peace with President Trump?" a member of the paparazzi asked. De Niro did not reply. 4. Leonardo DiCaprio. Actor Leonardo DiCaprio also campaigned for Harris in Pennsylvania, stressing, "Each and every one of you can make a difference by doing a simple thing, and that's getting to the polls to vote, because every vote counts," at a rally for the vice president in Philadelphia. This in-person stump speech followed a social media video touting the vice president as the best hope to save our economy, our planet, and ourselves. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Leonardo DiCaprio, at Leonardo DiCaprio. Where is he now? The 50-year-old Titanic star was last seen on Christmas Eve with his 26-year-old girlfriend, Italian model Vittoria Ceretti, at the ritzy Chateau Marmont on Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood, according to a report by Page Six. DiCaprio was also recently spotted in Los Angeles shopping for a diamond necklace for his mother, People reported. 5. Lady Gaga. On the eve of Election Day, Lady Gaga also stumped for Harris in Pennsylvania, proclaiming, "For more than half of this country's life, women didn't have a voice. Yet we raised children," the mother of none declared, adding, "We held our families together, and we supported men as they made the decisions. But tomorrow, we women will be a part of making this decision," Lady Gaga declared, and she was right, as exit polls showed that 40% of women under the age of 30 voted for Trump in the 2024 election. Where is she now? The Bad Romance singer is now planning to marry her fiancé, businessman Michael Polanski, in a huge blowout wedding celebration at her Malibu home, according to a report by Life and Style. 6. Lizzo. Lizzo, meanwhile, campaigned for Harris in the swing state of Michigan, where the pop star bizarrely lauded the vice president for being a career politician and shouted, It's about damn time that the United States gets its first woman president. Where is she now? Lizzo recently took to Instagram to post a series of photos of herself on a rooftop clad in a shimmery black two-piece dress and fur coat. Alongside the caption, "Rich Anticor," a term promoting the myth that women can live a luxurious lifestyle so long as they remain child-free. 7. Julia Roberts. Actress Julia Roberts went to Georgia to back the vice president, telling rallygoers, "I just hope that all the women here tonight talk to all the men that aren't here tonight. And all you brave men who are here tonight, talk to all the other men who aren't here tonight. Let's just get it going," the Eat Pray Love star added. "Enough with the fighting. Let's get to the uniting. Let's get to the joy." Where is she now? Well, Trump's landslide election victory doesn't appear to be taking any joy away from Roberts, who was last seen hanging out with Italian film director Luca Guadagnino, having a beautiful night for the limited U.S. theatrical release of his latest film, Queer. 8. Bruce Springsteen. Rock star Bruce Springsteen also backed Harris at a star-studded rally in Georgia, where he performed his hit 1984 song Dancing in the Dark in an attempt to pull support away from Trump, before shouting, "Kamala Harris and Tim Walz for president and vice president. Get out there and vote." Where is he now? Springsteen was last seen hanging around the set of his upcoming film, Deliver Me From Nowhere, a biopic about himself, starring Shameless actor Jeremy Allen White. 9. Jennifer Lopez. Singer-actor Jennifer Lopez rallied in the swing state of Nevada, where she launched into a wild smear against Trump, calling him the biggest adversary America has internally ever had. Lopez, who is the former girlfriend of disgraced music mogul Sean Diddy Combs, appeared alongside the vice president at a rally in Las Vegas, where she played the race card by trashing Trump as a bigot while failing to list one accomplishment that would qualify Harris for the White House. Days later, Harris lost the swing state of Nevada in a spectacular defeat, as the majority of the Silver State's residents voted for Trump, causing Nevada to go red for the first time since 2004. Where is she now? Lopez appears to have moved on, showcasing her latest party dress in a recent video posted to her Instagram, a shimmery black sequin gown from the luxury evening wear label Manon, retailing for nearly $3,000, according to a report by Harper's Bazaar. Meanwhile, the Love Don't Cost a Thing singer is still residing in her $68 million marital mega mansion, despite divorcing Ben Affleck back in August. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.